Glenn Greenwald resigns from The Intercept, claims editors refuse to publish Biden criticisms. By Joshua Kaplan on October 29, 2020. Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Glenn Greenwald announced Thursday that he has resigned from The Intercept, the online news publication he co-founded in 2014, accusing editors of refusing to publish his latest article unless all parts critical of Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden were removed. Greenwald writes in his resignation letter published at Substack. The final, precipitating cause is that The Intercept's editors, in violation of my contractual right of editorial freedom, censored an article I wrote this week, refusing to publish it unless I remove all sections critical of Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden, the candidate vehemently supported by all New York-based Intercept editors involved in this effort at suppression. The censored article, based on recently revealed emails and witness testimony, raise critical questions about Biden's conduct. Not content to simply prevent publication of this article at the media outlet I co-founded, these Intercept editors also demanded that I refrain from exercising a separate contractual right to publish this article with any other publication. I had no objection to their disagreement with my views of what this Biden evidence shows, as a last-ditch attempt to avoid being censored. I encourage them to air their disagreements with me by writing their own articles that critique my perspectives and letting readers decide who is right, the way any confident and healthy media outlet would. But modern media outlets do not air dissent, they quash it. Greenwald's resignation comes after the journalist slammed the establishment media's cone of silence around its lack of reporting on Hunter Biden and allegations of corruption tied to his business dealings abroad. Is there a single journalist willing to say with a straight face they believe the emails relating to the Bidens are either fabricated or otherwise fraudulently altered, but the Bidens just aren't saying so? Greenwald wrote on Twitter last week. There has to be some limits to your willingness to go to bat for them, he added. Over the last several weeks, Fox News, The New York Post, Breitbart News, and Rudy Giuliani have released a slew of stories and information regarding emails and text messages allegedly from Hunter Biden's laptop connecting his father to his business activities in communist China. Tony Bobulinski, a former Navy lieutenant and business partner of Hunter Biden, says he met personally with Joe Biden to discuss the Biden's family business plans with the Chinese. On May 2, 2017, the night before Joe Biden was to appear at the Milken Conference, I was introduced to Joe Biden by his brother, Jim Biden and Hunter Biden, Bobulinski told reporters ahead of the final presidential debate in Nashville, Tennessee. At my approximately hour-long meeting with Joe that night, we discussed the Biden's history, the Biden's family business plans with the Chinese, with which he was plainly familiar, at least at a high level. Leading Democrats such as House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, DCA, have claimed, without evidence, that the explosive revelations are part of an ongoing disinformation campaign orchestrated by the government of Russia. However, Director of Intelligence John Ratcliffe has dismissed such claims, recently telling Fox Business Network's Mornings with Maria that we have shared no intelligence with Chairman Adam Schiff or any other member of Congress that Hunter Biden's laptop is part of some Russian disinformation campaign. A federal law enforcement official told Breitbart News that the Justice Department and FBI concur with Ratcliffe that Hunter Biden's emails are not part of a Russian disinformation effort.